Chayesara begins, Vayu Chayesara Me'a Shana V'Yashim Shana V'Shem V'Shanim Shnei Chayesara. Rashi says, what's the Kfelus of Shnei Chayesara? Rashi says, Kulon Shavin L'Teivo. They were all equal with regard to the Teivo. Question is, Pashup Shah, what does that mean? She, 90 years she was in Akara. She went to Pare's palace, she was taken twice. She had Hagar as a tzara. She had Yishmael in the house with her kid. What exactly does it mean, Kulan Shavan the Teva? What is the Pashup Shat? So Punkt this morning, I opened up a Sfas Emes, and he wasn't dealing with this question specifically, but he had one line there that he said, and that really it hit me, and I think it's the answer to this question. He says that in every part of a person's life, when he's younger, middle-aged, older, there's different milas. And the Sarah nutzlois those milas, in each time that she got to them, she nutzlois the milas, she was able to utilize the milas and the opportunities that she was given. And I think that that's really what it means. Kulan shavan the teivo, lav dafka means in the gashmis, was she sevel, did she have tzaras? There's nobody that doesn't have tzaras in this world, as everybody gets their pekel, and everybody's got a... L'kayim mitzvahs v'laved v'lamed v'nisayin, as we always say, as Mesil Sashon says. That's why a person is here. That's there's no one that doesn't have any sinus. If he wouldn't have any sinus, he wouldn't have troubles, then he wouldn't be here. The nekuda is, though, how does a person react to the situations and the scenarios that he's in? Shnei chayesara kulin shavan l'tevo means that she used the milas of every zman. And I think that there's really two nekudas that are nichal in that. Discuss each one. The first nekuda is to utilize the opportunity of each time that a person, each era of a person's life, each decade, you could even say, of a person's life. Every chelek of a person's life has different opportunities, and to use them. When a person is younger, a person is in his teens, he has a tremendous amount of energy and a tremendous amount of desire to conquer and a desire to do, and he knows better than everybody else in the world, and he's going to change. He's going to change the world, and he's going to... That's tremendous amount of kreches that could be channeled to the right thing. The problem is, as they say, it's a chaval that the youth is wasted on teenagers. That it's right. It's not channeled properly. People that did use it, I remember, I saw once that Rav Shach said that he was a bacher. He learned Bava Basra 200 times. It's like, but it's not a godless because we didn't have anything else to do. I don't know. People find what to do when they're teenagers. Rav Shach was. That just shows the tremendous yichurlus that a teenager has. That somebody has. Whether it doesn't have to be in learning, even anything in any aspect of Avodas Hashem, if it's channeled properly, it's when a person has that desire and that energy and that rotzein to conquer, to accomplish, there's nothing that can stop him. Ein davar min mitnei rotzein. He just has to be used properly. He has to be used in the proper way. Then a bachur comes to Eretz Yisrael very often. We'll speak about the maslul that most people took. Baruch comes to Eretz Yisrael. So he has the opportunity. He's now away from any parental supervision. He has the opportunity to really become himself. He's really to take a hold of himself. He has the opportunity. He has Rebbeim. He has people that he could ask. He has for the most part, his needs are taken care of. He's eating in yeshiva. Even in Brisk, they have sudas and they have meals now. Right, you have the ability to your basic needs are taken care of. You got your deer, you got your thing. You don't have to pay the bills. Somebody's taking care of you, and you could totally focus on whatever aspect you want to focus on. Totally focus on the opportunity that is probably a once in a lifetime opportunity that a person has. That he's being taken care of, supported for the most part, and he doesn't have the chayis of running a family. He doesn't have the chayis of And he's by himself. He's by himself. He doesn't have a wife to take care of. He doesn't have the... It's a tremendous opportunity to be used properly. The person gets married, and Baruch Hashem. So now he doesn't... A lot of times when a person is a bachur, so he's waiting, he just needs to get married. He needs that drive. He's got to get married. He has to have kids. But when a person after gets married, he's settled down. He's first of all, he settles down. Most people settle down. And they have the chaylis now, without that lachatz of having to date and that lachatz of having to get married and that you're able to just focus on what you want to do. Especially if you're here in Eretz Yisrael, now is really that what I want to focus on for the people at least sitting here, is that you're here in Eretz Yisrael, and you're here in Eretz Yisrael, most of the people here are in Eretz Yisrael for a limited amount of time. Here for however many years it is, 2 years, 5 years, some people even make it 10 years, some people even 20 years and they go back, who knows? The person doesn't know. For the most part, that a person is here, he has, before you go back to America, America is a totally different world. It's just a different, it's a different existence. And there's no picking up milk in the makolet on your way home from yeshiva. First of all, there's cars and there's this and there's traffic and you have to get here. And every time you go to the store, it's a whole situation. It's a whole hour ordeal before you can even just give the time. It's a yeshiva das. It's a yeshiva das. And a person should really, it's an opportunity to utilize that opportunity of what do I want to accomplish in this time? Now's the time that I'm here. Mirz Hashem, I'm going to go back. Mirz Hashem, whatever it is. And we're going to do what we have to do, and we're going to get a job, we're going to get a this, we're going to become wherever we're going to move to. Life doesn't start when you move back. Life starts, that's like after the fact. You're ready. Now's the time. Now's the time to really focus, to utilize the opportunity. That it should be a kulin shav on the teva, to utilize the opportunity in the best possible way. And a person gets older and he's raising a family and he thinks back to himself, oh, the matzav was so much better when I was a bachar. I didn't have to take care of anybody, I didn't have to worry about anybody. It's kids and teenagers and who knows what. And so it's interesting. When he's a teenager, he's looking at, I just need to get married, I just need to have a kid. And when he finally has a kid, he goes, yeah, then I would love to be a teenager. Or after I marry off the kids, the grass is always greener on the other side. Is also referring to not just the Darius Rishenim, it's also a person's Shonim Rishenim. Every scenario is to nutzeis that scenario. And when a person gets older, it's the Mishnah in Aves goes through the end of the fifth parak, says Ben Chomish Lemikro, Ben Esser Lemishnah, Ben Shlisha Seyle Mitzvahs, Ben Chomisha Seyle Gemara, and it goes and continues through, and it tells all the Milas Be'etzem, really, of that decade, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, that a person should know what the opportunity is. L'chokhmo, l'bino, l'eitzo, l'gburo, l'sevo, zikno, zeshekono chokhmo, zevo, zikno. But each era in a person's life has their opportunities. And to nutzeis the opportunities, it's ben tishim, it says, it's a shel in the girsa is, many have the girsa l'shuach. However, Rabbeinu Yonah says that the girsa is really lasuach. Lasuach means to be bent over. When he's 9 years old. It's a little bit interesting that that's what the Mishnah is telling. What is the Mishnah telling you? Oh, by the way, you should know when you're 9 years old, you can be bent over. Rabbeinu Yonah, he says that the girsa is really lasuach. From Lashon in this week's parasha, Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basode. It's a Lashon of Tvilo. When a person is 9 years old, so he doesn't move around so much. He's basically home. His ikur focus should be on lasuach, to speak with Rabbeinu Yonah, to speak in Tvilo, to speak in learning. That's what his focus should be on. What really was his appella is the last one in the Mishnah. It says, when he's meyo, kvar over bottle min oilu. Shkoyach. Thank you. That's what I need the Tana to tell me. The Pharisee Yisrael says, he says, no, that's a milah. When a person gets to that matzev, he's kamat minutak from this world. And he doesn't need all the things, all his tivus are gone, all everything is gone. He's totally mailed himself to a whole different madriga. It's totally, I'll just give a mashal what it is. I don't know if Mirz Hashem will all hit 100 and we'll all have we'll be lucid and be able to think about it. But person wants to have work on his lashon, on his shmiras lashon. So to do a tainus dibur when you're 30 years old and you're married and you have kids and you have a chavusa and you have colleagues and you have neighbors and machulah is a little bit hard. When you're 100 years old and a guy doesn't talk, it's fine. They understand perfectly. And when he doesn't eat, they also understand. And all the other things, it could be used, it could be channeled. It's an opportunity to be used in the best possible way. The second akud is really to just also to focus on what the avoida is during that. Not specifically, the first thing is utilizing the opportunity that time gives you. The second one is focusing on the voida that you should be doing during that time. When a person is a bachar, so the first thing that is to he's really setting down, he's really creating his who he is and creating his framework for life. He's what are you trying to do now? You're trying to focus on this. Is what you're trying to do is you're trying to really set yourself up for life. In your Avedas Amidos, in your Hashkafa, in your Limud, it's a lot of Right? Why? How come in the yeshivas they? How come in the yeshivas they go so slow and you only learn four blad? Here in the mirror we go very fast. We learn six blad in the winter's month, whatever it is, 10 blad even. But why do they go so slow? They should be learning faster. One of the reasons is because they're really teaching you how to learn, that you should be able to be set up for life. Now, a person that stops learning after leaves yeshiva, so then chaval taka, that he didn't spend the rest of the time. But a lot of what yeshiva is, that you're really setting up your hashkafas, and you're setting up your midos, and you're setting up your learning, and your chaylis, and your avedas Hashem, your tefillah should be something that's worked on, now's the time. Now's the time that you're without the... You're totally focused on Avedas Hashem, and you're able to have the Yecheles to be, and you have the ability to work on these things, to use that time. To person gets married, Shana Rishena should be focused on creating a relationship with your wife. Shana Rishena, we know nowadays, is no longer 12 months. It's between 5 and 20 years. But Shana Rishena means at the beginning of marriage, that Chazal, the Torah is telling you that Shana, right, that the means that this is the time that you're really building your marriage. And b'meila, if a person would really focus on what has to be on properly building his marriage and creating a good relationship, it would save so many problems afterwards. It's really also, it's before, and somebody was telling me, I was discussing with somebody whether or not to become a chassan teacher or a marriage therapist. So what's the difference between a chassan teacher and a marriage therapist? They're both Isaac in the same thing. It's a similar question with like what's a hotline, a help hotline, and kirev kroivim. So one is preventative, and one is after the fact. If a person is taught properly, he has a chassan teacher who properly teaches him exactly how to get to marriage in all aspects of the marriage, then you won't have to come onto the marriage therapist afterwards. If a person has the help hotline, he has somebody that's helping hand beforehand, then he won't have to come afterwards and and it's much harder afterwards to rectify something which is already after the fact. I mentioned once, I was once in a car with somebody, a social worker. He told me that he's very involved in second marriages. And very often it happens that the couple will come to him and he'll tell the husband, let's say, this is what you got to work on. And the husband tells him, and he says, I could have done that in the first marriage. So he says, wake up and smell the coffee, or else you're going to end up trying to do it in the third marriage. Right? It's not something that's going to go away. What does he mean to say? He means to say that it's something that has to be taken care of, then it's not going to go away by itself. So if a person would deal with the thing beforehand, and he knows that then in Hanami afterwards, he won't have those issues. A person has, Rachman San, same thing with Chinuch, the next that, when a person's children are younger. To know how to be mechanech. What do you do if you don't know how to be mechanech? They don't give courses in chinuch for every bachar. Well, every person gets to it, right? Most people are zecha to be mechanech, and there's no mandatory courses beforehand how to be mechanech. Especially, somebody came to me recently, he says, do you have any books on chinuch for teenagers? This is like a whole new thing. It's like a whole, Brit Hashem, then we'll get there. Be mechanech teenagers, it's a whole new thing. So, what are you supposed to do? I was just at a speech from a very well-known somebody that's very much here in Eretz Yisrael active involved in helping teenagers, and he said that he went to a course by a big mechanech here. He says basically for my own help, to be able to know how to deal with my own children. Now that he did that, so he's able to migi dezochi lenafshi zochi nami lechavri. But to know to put in the time beforehand. Somebody once came to Rav Volba. Says he has trouble with his teenager. He doesn't know what to do with him. He says, how old is he? So he says, 15 years old. So he says, well, you're 16 years too late. So you got this is stuff that has to be done beforehand. You have to invest in a relationship. If you want to have a relationship with the child when he's 15 years old, then it already has to be invested from the time that he's 2 and 3 years old, from the time that he's 5 years old. It can't just be that a person is so involved in what they're doing, and then they look back when the kid is 20, look back when then what happened over here. It has to be. In other words, that's really focusing on the time period that a person's in, when he's a bachar, when he's first married, when he has children, when he has teenagers, when he has all these different things to focus on and to put in the time. How many people afterwards, they look back and they say, if I would have only spent more time with my children, if I only spent time with my wife, if I only spent time with them. So why look back? The chacham is the person that learns from other people. Don't learn from yourself. How many people are kicking themselves? I think people, even though they're not so old, the people that are 20, 30 people, already hitting 30 people, already hitting 40. Looking back, if I only would have. Don't be in if I only would have. So when you get to the situation, instead of pushing it off in Hanami, focus on it and use it to the best possible. Focus and realize what the avodah is in that time. Focus, and when a person gets old, it's the same thing. After he marries off his children, so he has the emptiness and he's home by himself. So now what does he do? So figure out what to do. He's got to speak to somebody. Speak to other people. Know beforehand what to do. Before a person has to realize, a lot of people they retire. Their whole life is the most interesting thing. A person works their entire life, and they're saving up money so they can retire and just enjoy yourself. Then they retire, and after 2 weeks, they're itching to go back to the office because they don't have anything to do. What happened? Your whole life you're waiting for this. They didn't prepare themselves for what's going to be when the stock had nothing to do, nothing that gets you out of bed in the morning, nothing like that. All these different things. A person prepares himself. The situations that a person can't move around the same way that he did. A person is limited in his abilities. A person has to learn what his avodah is in that time. Like Lo Suach, we said, I had a relative who, she had MS. And towards the end of her life, she couldn't move. Baruch Hashem, her mind was very sharp. She talked on the phone a lot, and she spoke to people. La'etzah is one of the things that says in people to call her for etzah, some v'chulu. But at one point, this the child, a cousin of mine, said by the Levi, said that he once asked his mother, he says, Ma, what are you doing all day? She can't move anywhere. She can't go anywhere. She said, she looked at him like he was crazy, and she says, Tshuva. He's like, I'm doing tshuva. It's an interesting thought, right? But if a person realizes that now's the time, he can't move anywhere, he can't do anything, this is the time to strengthen your relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam. Instead of complaining about what he doesn't have, focus on what he does have, and then Be'ezer Hashem will be able to look back and say that Kulam Shavim LaTorah.